Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. Here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You are tuning into Community Matters on WPER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, today we've got a real treat for you. We have Donald Robinson of Teen Enrichment Network back with us in the show, and he's brought with us a guest, Richard Davis. You might know him if you go to Strong Tower, or if you just know of a lot of the local music scene that we have, that he is a local recording artist. So we are very blessed to have him in the studio with us today, and he's going to be speaking at their upcoming summit titled Workforce Conversation. And I've brought them in to kind of talk a lot about that and just what we can do really as a community to minister to teens in our area. So without further ado, Richard, Donald, how you doing today?
Doing great.
Good day. It's a good day.
All right. So just a refresher, because it's been a little bit since we've had you in here, but what is Teen Enrichment Network?
Teen Enrichment Network. This is a program we developed about 4 years ago. It's a nonprofit where we go in and we help teens move on from one level to another. We help them transition from middle school, high school, and into college. And some of our goals is to help them accelerate advancement and accomplish for today's youth. That's one of the things we do. Reduce dropout rate, increase the ability of youth to plan for their future, improve the ability of youth to respond to challenges in an appropriate and positive manner, raise money for scholarships, and things of that nature.
All right. So part of what brings you in today, and it was something you'd reached out to me to mention for the show, and something that I think is great for the community, but it is your summit.
Yes.
That you guys have coming up. So can you tell me a little bit about that?
Oh, yes, I can. Our summit, we have two summits a year. This summit is going to be the 23rd of November. It's called a Workforce Conversation. And we have some great speakers lined up for our summit. The teens, before I get into the summit a little bit, the teens pretty much asked us to do this summit on workforce when we go into the schools and mentor. And they want to talk about, they said, Mr. Robinson, you always do summits on things about college. Do you have anything for the people that want to work with their hands, with workforce, people that are out here doing trade? So that's where this summit came from, their suggestions. And one of our speakers, I'm going to go over a couple of speakers if you don't mind.
Yeah, go for it.
One of them is Elijah Coles Brown. He's a motivational speaker, activist, entrepreneur, podcast show, and he's a talk show host. He's also featured in the movie Loving with his mom. Elijah's a prodigy. Elijah read several books when he was like 7 to 9 years old. He's something else. He's also on the Action, the National Action Network with Reverend Al Sharpton. A lot of different things this young man does. The amazing thing about Elijah is he's turning 16 years old, and he has a resume of about 5 or 6 pages. He's awesome, and we think it's really important and key that we get teens out to listen to what he has to say at our summit, because I'm going to give him a subject about dealing with fear, the fear of success, to speak about, along with his just telling his backstory at our summit. So that's one speaker. Another one is Ari Squires, inspirational film director. She's a self-mastery coach, trainer, and entrepreneur right here in Spotsylvania County. Ari's came a long way. Ari did not come from... wasn't born with a golden spoon in her mouth. She's went from the bottom of the floor to the top of the roof, so to speak. Long and short with Ari, asked her to come speak because young ladies need to have people to motivate them also and let them know it's okay to be successful. And last weekend, she just inked a deal with Stedman in Atlanta, so she was doing a self-mastery event. In Atlanta at that time. She's all over the place. Ari's something. You just got to come see her and listen for yourself. A great speaker and great mastery coach. Also, we have Eric Stanley. Eric is one of our mentors. Eric has been with us before. He's an entrepreneur, violinist, composer, and a recorded artist. Eric has, the last time Eric came and spoke, one of the people that were listening was Fraternal Order of Police. And they were so impressed by his remix skills, they cut us a check on the spot for the kids for a scholarship for $500. So Eric is awesome. And he's been helping, working with Teen Enrichment the whole time. And then we got Mary Etter, U.S. Army major, general retired, consultant, and advisor, and author. Wow, she's awesome. She, actually, we got her from my wife's
Yep.
A book club.
Yeah.
That we talked about, that you've been trying to get her up here, and I have been trying to get her to come in also.
Consider this your accountability warning.
Exactly.
I will find you.
That's right. And you will get her. Mary's awesome. Josh, to be honest with you, we couldn't afford none of these speakers. Good thing we're a nonprofit, and they're doing this out of the bottom of their heart to come in and talk to our kids today. And then we have something that's so big, we have a entertainment flyer. We had to do two flyers. We have MCs, Karen, Michelle Colbert. We have entertainers, my daughter Juliana Robinson. And to my left here, which we're going to talk about, I'm going to save him for last, Richard Davis. He's going to be performing at an event. That's a blessing. Eric Stanley is going to perform and teach on branding a business. And then for the first time, we're using a DJ, DJ T-Jazz. He's also a member of the famous church that you've heard of here in town, Strong Tower, and Courthouse School of Ballet. So that's our entertainment lineup. But today, we're fortunate to have Richard Davis here with us, who is pretty much, in my eyes, a musical genius at what he's doing right now. So he's here on my left. So I give you Richard Davis, sir.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you.
And I'm excited to have you here. I think this is the first time we've really had, like, I mean, usually, you know, any guests that we have on the show, along with, you know, the people from the nonprofits and the ministries, you know, they're usually, you know, people who have been helped. And so I think it's really cool to kind of get that other viewpoint from it, of what we want to, you know, what we want to teach and instill. So I guess to start off with, can we get a little bit of a little autobiography from you then?
Oh, my. Well, I mean, a little bit about me. My name is Richard Davis. I am a music producer and recording artist. I'm also the creative director at Strong Tower Church in Fredericksburg, Virginia. My wife's name is Jennifer. I have three kids, Richard the Second, Abigail, Janae, and Sunshine. So that's the background of the important stuff, as I like to call it. A little bit about me. I've had a bit of a journey in music. It's been a fun journey. It's been one of learning as well. I share a lot of the same stories that most entrepreneurs have, what it's like to build from the bottom up. And so my story is one of, I would say, success, because it's about finding that unique thing that you do special that nobody else has and learning how to capitalize on that. So that's me. You hear that in my music. You hear that as I talk. You see that in how I interact with people. I capitalize on my special stuff.
Yeah. And I think it's important too, because, I mean, you know, like you were saying, this whole summit idea is like that workforce conversation. And
absolutely.
You know, especially with the way society is now, I feel like I've been hearing a lot more about people wanting to be entrepreneurs and taking on that role. And I think it is very important to you know, take that upon yourself to be able to go and do that sort of thing.
It's extremely important, because I believe for anybody, I believe success is found within yourself. So it's one of those, your success is embedded within what is special about you. And the one biggest thing to set yourself up for failure in business is trying to be cookie cutter to what you've seen. It's daring to be great. It's having the courage to believe in that special part of you, that it's special enough that the world says, I want that. You know what I mean? It's like, what makes Popeyes different from Arby's, and what makes Arby's different from Papa John's?
that's yeah. That's right. And that's an interesting way to think about it as well, you know, because there really is a message out there of, you know, well, obviously if it was done right before, you know, let's just do it that way again. Mm-hmm. And I remember being in an interview one time, and it was for multi-level marketing. It was a total bogus interview, but the first question he asked me was, you know, I make really good spaghetti. Now, if you took everything that I did to make that spaghetti and you made it the exact same way, how would it taste, or would it taste the same? And I was like, well, no, it tastes different because I'm the one doing it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And he fought hard. He was like, no, it would taste exactly the same because you did exactly the same thing. And I was like, that doesn't even make any sense, because we're all different. Right. We all have different, things about us that make us special.
God has made us all unique and different. And I think that's the thing of our faith that makes life for us so powerful. And it's getting that next generation to understand that you have something special in you. A lot of kids grow up hearing, just be successful like this one, or why can't you be like this one, or why can't you do, instead of saying, but this is what is unique about you. Johnny, this is what's unique about you. Sarah, this is what's unique about you. And pouring time and energy into what's unique about our kids, I think that's going to be the thing. They get enlightened once they find out they have something special that no one else has.
Yeah. And I think that's what's so important about Teen Enrichment Network. I mean, my first interview with you, Donald, I couldn't stop talking about you and everything that you guys were doing, because it is so important. And it's, you know, just what you're talking about is, I mean, when you become a teenager, you're kind of in that middle zone. No one really knows what to do with you. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, everyone just kind of assumes, oh, well, they found what's special about them. This 5-year-old has not. So let's go over to the 5-year-old. And, you know, it's, you can easily feel forgotten. And so being able to take those conversations and, you know, being willing to sit down with a teenager who wants people to have hard conversations with them, but no one's willing to.
Absolutely. You know, I find a lot of, well, I digress, because some of our first sessions that Donald Robinson invited me to were really interesting, because one of them, I'm sitting here like, okay, what's my topic? I'm thinking, I get a topic, and he just goes, you're going to talk about your story. And I go,
yes.
And you know, that was, it was a great experience. They responded really well. Mm-hmm. But you know, my story is one of overcoming. You know, I've overcome many challenges as a child, disabilities, people that said you would never and you couldn't and you wouldn't, and I did. But it's one of those, most children, especially most teenagers, have, if you can see this amount of I think I can, then they are competing against this amount of I don't think I can.
Yeah.
The I don't think I can's always look like a mountain they can't climb over, because it's one of those, if I make it, it's just let me make it and blend in. It's not let me make it and be great. Let me make it and leave a mark. Let me make it, leave a legacy.
Yeah.
And so I think what I bring to the table and what I like to bring to the table is to just share with teenagers that you have something to give that's special. And when your life is done, when you're old and gray, you can say you leave the mark on the earth, not just I just blended and I just lived for 100 years or whatever.
Yeah. Now, I would like to touch, too, because you had said about that there was going to be talks of, you know, Elijah Coles Brown was going to be talking about, like, the fear of success. Mm. So I'd love to get you all's thoughts on that subject. You know, what does overcoming fear of success really look like? And really, what is it? Because for me, too, that was something, I think 2 years ago, someone said the term fear of success. And that, I had never heard that before.
Mm. Josh, you hit the nail on the head. I was at Massaponics High School a couple weeks ago, one of our mentor sessions. Mm-hmm. And we were going in, and the teens pretty much picked the subjects. But on this occasion, one of the teachers brought to my attention that I have some teens here, and they're going to governor schools, have great grades, but they're scared to succeed. Mm. Could you speak on that? And so we threw it out to the teens, and they came back, yes, we want to know about it. And it's kind of like the fear of failure. Mm. It's all they go hand in hand. So we tackled that, and one thing I talked to them about were their gifts. Mm. Their gifts. You have to recognize early what your gifts are. So if you're looking at what you're good at instead of what you're bad at, you don't have time to think about failure. And so we went down that road a little bit about success. Look at succeeding. Don't look at failing. Why you want to look at failing? People can help. It's enough people out here that are going to help you do that. Mm-hmm. You know, the world going to help knock you down. But we want them to, one, associate themselves with people that are like-minded and have, you just heard the way Richard talks and his backstory. So with bringing people into to talk to the teens like Richard, we're going to give them a little head start in getting out of high school. That's what we feel like in Teen Enrichment Network. We're going to give them a head start by bringing in people like Davey Farron. We're going to give them a head start bringing in a lot of different speakers to talk to them about how to succeed, how to become successful, and don't look back. There ain't nothing back there. The rearview mirror in the car is for what you leave behind. Look forward. So success, you have to tackle it. And that's what we tell them.
Yeah.
I look at it like Donald was talking about the fear of failure. one of my mottos on the fear of failure that I use for myself is failure will be a stepping stone for me and never a tombstone.
Mm.
Failure will never define me. Mm-hmm. It will just be a learning position. It'll be a learning experience. Mm-hmm. The fear of success, I sum it down to the fear of William first. Because for me, it was conquering the mentality of fear, the fear of being first. For me, it was saying, am I going to be afraid of being the first one to do what I want to do the way I think it could be done? There's a comfort level that you have in looking like everybody else. There's a comfort level you have when your business and your success story looks like everybody else. But what does it look like when you stand alone? What does it look like when your success story is the one on the top? And so it's breaking the mentality of saying that you cannot be what it is you think you can be. I think a lot of that goes into feelings of acceptance or rejection. Mm-hmm. A lot of goes into feelings of vulnerability or even feelings of validation. Mm-hmm. I think as teens are validated, as teens are accepted, as teens are encouraged, they get more excitement built up about being successful. Because it's one of those, as long as I got somebody cheering me on, as long as I got somebody else standing here going, I got you, you're going to do this. You might trip up, but I'm going to be right here if you do. Exactly. I'm not afraid of being first. But the fear of being first and the fear of being great is, am I going to get out there and then be on my own?
Yeah. And that's, I mean, you know, when someone had explained that to me of that, you know, that fear of success, you know, I didn't realize that that's something that I had been feeling a lot throughout my life. And I was just kind of like, I didn't know how to put words to it, you know? And so I think it is important that we address those issues because, especially with teens, I mean, you go through a lot in your teenage years where you really don't know what that feeling is supposed to be.
And, you know, with success brings another lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so us as adults, we're sitting here talking, but all of us can admit and say that when success started hitting us, we had to get used to living another way. Mm-hmm. And that meant being a little uncomfortable because even though it might not have been the greatest lifestyle, you were used to living that way. So it became comfortable. But success comes along and makes you look different, makes you act different. You talk different. You start making different decisions, different choices, different circles, different friends. Mm-hmm. But that also leads to different opportunities.
Yeah.
But you don't think it's cool. See, what they're telling us is that it's not cool. For the first time in my life, I've never heard the fact that, okay, it's not cool to be smart now, Mr. Robinson. I don't fit in if I'm smart. I don't fit in if I'm with you guys, if I'm talking the way you guys are talking. So their fear of being successful is that they don't fit in with the norm. Mm-hmm. Teen enrichment, there's nothing normal about us. We come in to talk to you about being different. Exactly. We want you to be different.
And
right?
and empower people to be those difference makers and those agents of change. Because it's one of those, I don't fit in. Exactly. So now you get to be the starter of a new group.
Exactly. Yeah.
What does it look like to start a group of people that fit into this category?
Yeah. I mean, that even is so important too, you know, just because that's being a leader,
absolutely.
You know, and having that courage to take that step and make that change. Now, Donald, you had handed me this piece of paper before we started.
Okay.
And I love how it's just two questions on it. And it says, what have you learned or gotten from the Teen Enrichment Network program? Yeah. And I love how the first word you've highlighted here is forgiveness. And then it goes into all these different things. Good advice, positive energy, positive attitude, peace, knowledge, hope, guidance, and positive influences. Mm. From what you have seen, and if you want to speak into this too, go for it. Why are these the types of values that you really do want to instill in the kids that come through the program?
Oh, great question. Because we're looking to build character. See, recently, to answer your question, someone asked us about some of the issues that's going on in the schools today. You hear some negative things happening in different schools and different counties. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've seen the newspaper and things of that nature. Well, we wanted them to to gain character. And by sitting in on Teen Enrichment, when we have our group mentor sessions, you don't see right away. This is not something, a quick fix. This is going to take time to happen. So in order to build character for the words you were speaking about, just then some of those kids on those talkbacks, they were talking about how that they love the people coming in. They like, they heard the talkback stories. They didn't want, we were going to develop a training syllabus, but we put it out to the teens. They went, please don't do that. It's going to be too much like school. We want to hear Richard Davis's story. We want to hear Davy Farron's story. We want to hear Janet Hodges' story. We want to hear the people that you bring in. We want to listen to their story. So I think the fact that we're not trying to do something right away. In today's society, everything is quick fix. But what we're doing is going to take time. So we're looking for character.
I love it because one of my first Teen Enrichment sessions that I got a chance to speak at and facilitate, I saw something in the room that touched my heart. I used to be a high school educator, music educator. And so looking at teens, I kind of know how they roll and the different nuances and behavior gestures and things like that. So you get one come in and they gonna be all cool. I had one girl, she was all cool. She was sitting on top table like this.
Arms folded up. She just
you know. Then you had your others sitting there like this, and one girl trying to be cute, other dude trying to be cool, and then you got you have these natural separations of kids all over this classroom. Yes, and I'm like, okay. So all I'm gonna do is now looked at me, he's like, man, how you gonna break the room? Said, I'm just gonna talk. And as I began talking, I looked at these kids and realized the key. And one of the special things about Teen Enrichment that it's doing, with any teen, they're looking for a place where they can connect.
Yes.
They're looking for a place where they can belong, exactly. Where they can hang their hat and have community. Mm-hmm. And so why they want to hear the stories is because they're looking for somebody else that they can look to, that they can identify with.
Exactly.
And when when you say the right thing and it's like, oh, snap, I went through that. I'm going through that right now. Next thing you know, the one that had their arms folded, unfolded their arms,
opened it up now. Chair, yeah.
Started asking questions and listening. It's it's not, I think with teens, we take the wrong approach. We try to force them into a mold instead of taking the experiences that they've experienced in life and trying to help them shape a new them. Because you have in that room, a teen enrichment session, you can have everything from low income to a Mercedes-Benz sitting up in there. You can have someone on government assistance. You can have somebody that's a valedictorian. You don't know who you're looking at and what situation of life they're coming from. And at the end of the day, they're not adults. They're still children. Their minds are still being formed. Their thought patterns are still being formed. Their worldview is still being formed. And so they're like Dr. Robinson over here, the good doctor, said, he's here to really work on character. It's an opportune time through stories, through experiences, through life challenges that we've overcome. It's not like we're sitting there saying we're still in it. We've overcome it. You can give kids hope. And at the end of the day, that's what they want.
That's what they want.
Yeah.
They might not come out and say, we want hope, we want to cry, we want this, we want that. But you give it to them real like they want it. That's what they want. They want to hear, you can make it. You can do this. I've been where you are. You can make it through this.
Now, I was going to say, and one of their favorite things is, I have one over here, is that what is your favorite thing about being here? Number one, over and over again, we polled like 56 kids, the speakers' backstories and what they went through. Mm-hmm. That was number one. Not subject matters. Not what they have to be able to relate. So they think, I'm okay. I'm just like he was. I went through that. I'm going through that. Mr. Robinson's going through that. Richard's going through that. They're okay. I'm gonna be all right too.
Better than okay.
I will be fine.
I'll be good.
Yeah. Message of hope.
Yeah.
It's the message of hope. Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today, but you can go to teenenrichment.org, find out all about how you can get involved. You can get the updates on their upcoming summit. Check out their list of speakers. Richard Davis is one of them. And I really can't say enough about what this ministry does. I mean, they are incredible, and I really encourage you to take a look at what they do. And find out how you can get involved, whether it's through volunteering, donating, anything at all that you can do to help these people out would be greatly appreciated, because they are an awesome group of people. So yeah, go online, teenenrichment.org. One thing that Donald did want me to mention is that he does want to thank their sponsors that they have for this event as well. So a huge thank you from Donald to Empower House, Hope City, NSWC, Sonic Drive-In, the YMCA, Papa John's, and Spotsylvania County Public Schools. We didn't get to it in the interview, but he really wanted to express how thankful he was for these people coming out and supporting the summit that they have coming up. Well, I want to thank everybody again for tuning into Community Matters on WPER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@wper.org. That's josh@wper.org. This show will be posted on our website. You can go to wper.org. It'll be resources at the top. Just hover over that with your mouse and then select Community Matters. It'll be the first show to appear. It'll have part one by it, because we're not quite done. There's still so much more to say. And I can't wait for you to hear it, but that'll have to be for next week. So go online, listen to the show, share it with a friend. I'll include the link to Teen Enrichment on there as well. So that way, you know, you're driving, you don't have to remember everything. It'll all be right there for you. So I hope everyone has a good and safe rest of their weekend. Thank you so much for tuning into Community Matters. And until next week, when we finish our conversation with Teen Enrichment Network with Donald and Richard, I can't wait for you to hear the epic conclusion, as they say. So I hope everyone has a good and safe rest of their weekend, and thank you for tuning in.